The following audiobook is a presentation of Audio, available online at awdeeo.com.
Welcome to Beating the GMAT 2009 edition, the definitive audio guide to getting the score you need. So, you've decided to go to business school. Let's assume you've spent the last 4 years building a stellar academic foundation. You've studied hard, pulled the occasional all-nighter, found a business school that's a perfect fit, and now the only thing that stands between you and your future as a graduate student is that daunting Graduate Management Admissions Test, more commonly known as the GMAT. It should be said that the GMAT isn't only for students that are seeking a traditional MBA. A wide variety of business-related programs now require prospective students to submit GMAT scores. Programs can range anywhere from master's degrees that focus on management, obviously, to more scientific fields such as finance and economics. Whatever your field, completing a business program is an important step toward your future. Preparing for the GMAT and scoring well can give you the upper hand in an application pool full of hopeful students. The GMAT is an admission requirement for the vast majority of business schools. It is a very popular exam, not only taken in America, but also taken by thousands of students outside the United States every year. If you struggled as an undergraduate, a high score in the GMAT can balance out a less than fabulous GPA. As a test taker, there are a lot of things you can do to prepare yourself to earn the highest score possible. Above all else, be prepared to focus and work hard, because the test is designed in such a way that it challenges every single test taker on an individual level. Many people have the misconception that the GMAT quizzes students about...